People are looking for God, looking for answers, looking for hope. While they do not necessarily know it, they are looking for truth. While the culture seems to promise pleasure, it has a brief shelf life, and the happiness is fleeting. Only God can give our lives true meaning. But I am wondering, when your daughter asks you why you believe in God, what is your answer? You believe there is a God, but can you reasonably explain your belief? Do you know enough to clearly state the truth about God? Why do I believe there is a God? Is it just because I was raised to believe in him? Or is he really there? Well, I certainly know something, someone, is the source of the life I see around me. Growing up in California, I always lived near the Pacific Ocean. Oh, how I fondly recall skating along the Pacific Coast Highway, taking in the beauty of the western sky. When the sun dips into the ocean, languid in rich oranges and bright pinks, it shouts of a creator who has a magnificent paintbrush in his hand. And in the Carolinas, we have these ever-changing skies, first an azure blue, then the wind brings clouds, massive green trees sway, and I am again aware of the power and majesty of the Creator. When I walk my little dogs at night and look up at the stars too numerous to count, observing the changes in the moon, I am mindful too of the immensity of God's work. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Oh, David, thank you for eloquently capturing what I see in the skies. Lest I think I am the only one, David also reminds me that these same wonders are viewed all across the earth. Indeed, no culture, no ethnic group, no matter how remote, is without knowledge of the work of the Creator. Have you ever skied or snowboarded the Rockies, Aspen, or Park City? Hiked the Wasatch in rugged Utah, taking in waterfalls and animals unique to the area? Awesome! This time using the word correctly. Massive, expansive. Oh! And from my garden, when I cut a fuchsia-colored rose and look closely at it, I marvel at how detail-oriented is God's work. Amazing that he creates beauty and cares enough to make flowers not just pretty, but fragrant too, purely for our enjoyment. What kind of God is this? Oh, and lest I forget, the greatest miracle of all, having the privilege of bearing four babies, nursing them at my breast, watching them learn and grow, all now adults. Well, someone set life into motion. The psalmist explained God's role in that too. For you created me in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in this secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139. Indeed, Paul tells us that creation makes it clear to people there is a God. What can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them, he wrote. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. Romans 1. A prayer. Dear Father, beautiful Savior, thank you for being the very source of all life, of all living things. Thank you that because you are the ultimate creator, we too are meant to create. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, God, because I believe that. And in so believing that, I can become a little more like you. Friend, maybe you are already convinced of the existence of God. I hope so. But again, I ask you to consider how you will reasonably answer the person who asks, "Hey, why do you believe in God?" What will you tell them? Listen to this as though you are hearing these words, this concept, as for the very first time, because it's really all the reason you need. God loved you so much that he gave his son, Jesus, to die for you and me, so that if we believe in him, we will not be eternally separated from him, but will live with him forever. Yeah. That's what you've been looking for. This God.